The Florida Fiduciary Access to Digital Assets Act would give your guardian or trustee access to your electronic accounts after you die. And it would let them use those accounts just like you do now.
It's becoming more and more necessary simply because the nature of our property is changing and the nature of our communications is all going online. When our banks asked us to go green and receive paperless statements, the executor of the estate who has to handle those statements will need access to an email account in order to find that and settle the estate.
That's Ben Orzeski with the Uniform Law Commission. He says his group wrote the original draft the act is based on. Jacksonville Republican Representative Jay Fant is sponsoring the bill. He says he wants to ensure fiduciaries can do their jobs. But Yahoo Senior Director of Governmental Affairs, Bill Ashworth, says the measure would do much more than that.
While consumers may expect their fiduciary to have access to letters under the bed or in the drawer, they may have very different privacy expectations regarding digital assets, such as their email account.
Ashworth says such legislation could lead to the exposure of secret information, such as a person's membership in an Alcoholics Anonymous group. And he points out the secrets of more than just the deceased person are at risk.
HB 313 guarantees litigation for Florida residents and compromises the privacy interests of not only the decedents, but the living who are parties to the decedent's emails, texts, messages, instant messages, and blog postings.
And Ashworth says that litigation will come because of a federal law which protects the privacy of a person's emails and stipulates online companies cannot share those emails without the direct permission of the email account holder. Dan Sachs with Facebook has similar concerns.
Most of the items the bill calls digital assets are also the contents of communications protected by federal privacy law. The federal law says a service provider can't disclose contents of communications without the consent or authorization of the account holder or another party to the communication. And there is tremendous liability for unlawful disclosure under that statute.
And Sachs says that could cost companies millions of dollars. Under federal law, companies can't disclose the content of a communication, but officials say they can provide what's called front-of-the-envelope information, or information you might see on the front of the mail someone receives, the date and who the person's communicating with, such as a bank. And company representatives say then it's up to the family member or other trustee to contact the bank to get more details. But Fant argues his bill does not create a conflict with the federal law.
Especially with the Stored Communication Act, when it talks about exceptions for disclosure of communications, I'm reading from the statute, says a provider may divulge the contents of a communication to an addressee or an intended recipient of such communication or an agent of such addressee. So in the cases where these statutes apply, it's already referencing a fiduciary member.
The measure passed the House Civil Justice Committee Tuesday, with lawmakers saying they hope to see more efforts to work with stakeholders before the bill reaches the floor. Meanwhile, a similar measure in the Senate is awaiting a hearing in its second committee. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.